雅思口语新周刊每月都去考一场。大家好，我是每个月会去参加一场考试 Jason。今天和大家分享讨论一下 Part 2当中高频话题，叫做一次你教别人技能的经历相关。原题这样说的，叫做 Describe a skill you can teach others， 一次你教别人技能的经历。开门见山三个思路，首先交代这个技能本身，记笔记的能力。The skill or technique of note taking， 把这样的一个基本信息带入，包括Jason特别擅长做这个呀，包括可能之前有专门花时间花钱学过记笔记相关，把基本信息带入。第二，强调呢这样的一个过程，当时是我的好朋友，他特别需要这样的一种帮助，那我专门给他上了一节这样记笔记的课程，然后呢他学到了很多，觉得非常吃惊，原来记笔记可以有很多的方式方法，包括呢可能会用到一些录音设备，包括手机什么的，把这样教他的过程带入。第三，结尾强调引导，就是教给别人或者给别人帮助之后，我觉得非常的开心，满面春风的，却非常喜悦，强调出来给别人帮助之后给我带来的一种影响，形成一个引导。这样来看三者贯穿回答符合逻辑。首先，这个技能本身想说的是记笔记，其次强调教别人的过程，第三结尾强调一个引导，给别人帮助很开心，三者贯穿符合逻辑。话不多讲，五秒钟看一下今天内容该如何过渡出来。
Well, actually, the skill of not taking is the only part that I can do well, and certainly I'm willing to teach others. You know, I used to be very lazy on this point, since I thought that I could totally understand the courses and the curriculums at school. But I failed. I failed in an important examination a couple of years ago. Then I made up my mind to make the change. You know, I spent like 3 to 4 weeks maybe, you know, just to learn something.I started to learn the techniques or skills from the internet and its related forums, as I've mentioned above, 3 to 4 weeks long. As is known to all, many, many elite and talent in this field, I successfully made it. From the time on, I had a deep insight into this important ability that's like my secret weapon of study. Last weekend, I showed something one or two on note-taking to my best friend, in his home.After taking my private lesson, he was completely shocked, seriously. In the meantime, I recommended him some books, materials, and papers as well. You know, I think that this special experience has given me lots of confidence, and after doing that, I felt like very pleased to give a hand to other people. Helping other people makes me feel like full of joy. So that's it.
在结尾呢，这次做了一个个人情绪的引导，强调出来帮助别人之后啊，我觉得整个人都是满面春风，觉得非常非常的开心，因为帮助别人而给自己带来很多快乐。考官接下来就问了，那帮助别人真的会快乐吗？或者说呢，你有没有接受过别人的帮助啊？形成更多话题的比对，向着个人引导比较好说。好，那说几个小的细节。第一个强调呢，做笔记的技巧啊，技巧你可以说的 skill， 你可以说 technique， 比如说 the skill or technique of note taking。 第二个，课程内容，课程courses， 也可以说 curriculums。 第三，专家和大咖， elite and talent。 最后，网站和相关论坛，
the internet and its related forums。
这样来看，把一些小的细节带进来，让文章更加有说服力。好，那今天这期节目呢就录制到这里。如果大家有更多的问题，还是可以通过微信的方式找 Jason， 微信号码小写英文字母 B 加上17693917，小写英文字母 B 加上17693917。希望今天这期节目可以带给你们帮助，谢谢。